Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everyone. So glad to have you coming in. Show number, I think it's two in the new year, isn't it?
Or three.
Three?
I think it's three.
Amazing.
Time's just flying.
Yeah. It is one of those things. We got a lot coming up in the show. Unfortunately, Don's not going to be with us today, so it's good to see you, Ava.
Thank you.
And we're going to be talking a little bit about what's happening pre-Olympics. We're going to talk a little bit about that. CWD rate is, chronic wasting is up in southeast Minnesota. And hunting incidents for Michigan, some couple key things going on in Michigan that are of interest to you folks as well as everywhere else. Stay tuned. More Valley Outdoors coming right up.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world. Whoa.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Good to see you, Ava.
It's good to see you as well.
What is going on in your world?
Man, just a whole lot of recovery from the holidays.
That head cold thing has been going around. I had that last week.
And yes, that was. How are you feeling?
Much better. Literally, there was no way. Unfortunately, we had to do a replay last week, but there's no way I could have done the show. Plus, I would worry about getting you guys sick. So, it is going around. I will say that I could not breathe, and canceled anything I was going to be doing. You know, I do a lot of different training with ski instructors. I train ski instructors, and that was canceled. All that couldn't even function. No
huh?
functioning going on. So that was kind of a
sad
deal. But
happy you could make it this week.
On the mend, I'm feeling way better, and life is, as I say, back in and on track. And you know, when you look this last week. With all that, the temperature across the Midwest, a lot of
ups
shall
and
we say, unstable conditions that have been going on. And I know I've had several people that I know that had issues in the ice fishing realm by having trailers. And some of these guys are guides. They have multiple trailers that they have out in the water and multiple fish houses. And believe it or not, have had significant encounters that not of the positive kind, and have had to really do some adjustments with the ice conditions as they are. This thawing and freezing and thawing is not really giving us much of any good ice conditions. So like we always will profess, make sure you check before you go out, guys. As much as I'd like to say trust the resorts, Mille Lacs is great. I will say that the resorts there have been spot on. I think the biggest issues we've had have been out in the Red Lake area and some of the other lakes that may not have the same type of traffic or access. But before you make the drive up there and push it, if you get there and you're like, oh, it'll be fine, and they say, oh, it'll be fine, just double check. It's better to be safe than sorry, because I've seen enough photos from friends of mine that have taken photos from other people that have gone through with their vehicles, and not a good thing. So We're going to come up with a story later on in the show about how to survive on the ice. So that's always a good thing to have.
Awesome.
And we'll be going there. So as I'm known to do, we're going to lead off with a couple pieces and parts about what's gone on this last week or so in the upcoming Olympics. That's going to be, I believe, in 2.5 weeks, I think, right? 2 weeks? February 6th, I think it starts.
Okay.
Something like that. Leading up to it, if you're not aware, you lived under a rock. Michaela Schifrin is one of the winningest ski racers in the world ever that they've ever seen. She was in Austria this last week and won her 107th record-setting World Cup win. That was in Flachau, Austria. And alongside another U.S. skier, Minnesota skier, Minnesota tie-ins, that's what I'm telling everybody about. So it's a Midwest deal. She finished second right behind Michaela Schifrin. And pretty amazing. The race was 0.41 seconds ahead of her teammate in the U.S. team, Paula Moltzen, who finished in second place. And third place was the Austrian Katarina Troop. Her win is the sixth of this season for Schifrin, all coming in the slalom. She's topped in the top-ranked skier in the world in slalom and fifth-ranked in giant slalom. And that'll be coming up with more races as we move on. And what's also, unbelievable last week, Lindsey Vonn, 41, continued her remarkable comeback. And she won a World Cup downhill, another one. It was a shortened course due to heavy snow. And at 41 years old, she's had her, I'll go through this for those of you who don't know it, has her had her right knee completely rebuilt with titanium implants. And it is proof for any of you that are looking to do that kind of thing. Look, you can make it happen. You can make anything in the sports, even if you need to have some repairs done. Several of my friends have had it, so don't have no concern on that. But she had the fastest speeds of any woman racer of this season on any hill. She hit 130 kilometers an hour or 81 miles an hour. She was 0.37 seconds faster than her nearest competitor. And basically they called it a sprint is what they referred to it as it was a shortened course. 67 seconds is about half the normal course length. But lots to look forward to coming up, and we're going to talk a little bit about what to watch for in the Olympics and some of the various events later on in the show. We have hopefully have time to do that, and it should be a lot of fun if you're an aficionado of speed sports and some of them that are fun to watch. And I'm looking forward to that. That'll be kind of fun. So we shall be back. A lot of cool stuff coming up. 10 tools for staying alive while you're ice fishing. That and a lot more amazing things. I'll just leave it at that when we come back.